Good morning. I appreciate that you've left a place for Elijah, should he arrive. No one's sitting on the bench here. That's fine. So, good morning. How are you all this morning? You guys look kind of Well, you know what? Jesus loves you anyway. Even if you are a little bit it's okay. Well, this morning, Jesus repents. You ever hear? Remember how John the Baptist used to run around saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand," and people were supposed to turn around and do better? Do you ever think that Jesus might have messed up? Yeah. It's not a very popular notion, is it? Because Jesus is supposed to be perfect. Right? But this morning, Jesus is with his disciples, and they're going down the road, and a woman who is a Gentile. That means she's not Jewish. Comes to Jesus, and she says, "Help me, help me." And what does Jesus say? Do you remember the story? Anybody? He says nothing. Actually, it's worse. He says, "No, I won't help you because I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Only to my own people." Now, does that sound like something Jesus would say? Is that the Jesus that you have in your Sunday school books? What's Jesus supposed to say? "Well, of course I'll help you. I love you. You're my friend. Of course I'm going to help you." But in this story, Jesus says, "No." And she says to him, "But Lord, even the..." There's part of the story I almost left out. He says, "One doesn't give the food for the children to the..." Dogs, you were listening. He just called her a dog. Wow. Now Jesus is getting serious, isn't he? And then she says, right without missing a beat, she says, "But you know, Jesus, even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table."
I have no clue.
You have no clue what that means. Do you have a dog?
I have a dog. I have one.
Does your dog ever hang out under the table?
Yeah.
On the off chance that you might drop some food? My dog is ever hopeful. And you know what's weird? She always sits next to me. I don't know why. Well, Jesus is saying, you know, Jesus, the woman says to Jesus, "Even the dogs get the crumbs off the table. Even just the little bit of stuff that might come off. And the dogs are allowed that." And you know what Jesus then says to her? "Your faith is amazing. Let it be done for you as you have asked." All she wanted was her daughter to be healed. And Jesus at first said no, because you're not the one I came for. And then he says, "Oh, you are the one I came for." Jesus turns around. At first he was just going to be for his own people. And then now suddenly he says, "I'm not only for my people, but for all of God's people." Jesus' love is for everyone. So even though maybe we're not quite who we should be, or maybe we're not quite perfect, or we're not quite really good, wonderful, perfectly formed and have perfect attendance at church, do you think God would give you some crumbs? If Jesus would give this woman all that she asked, God will love you too, and me, and all of those people. That's what's so great about God, that God loves all of us, even when we're not maybe quite right. And so I want you to remember the story, that even Jesus, who we always think of as being absolutely perfect and ever so nice, even Jesus learned and he grew in his faith. And I hope that you will too. Okay? Thank you all for coming up.